The incumbent government seems keen to boost agricultural productivity via adoption of the corporate farming model, which may prove to be a windfall for a minuscule proportion of landowners who still own a vast amount of cultivable land, but it will do little for the majority of smallholders, or for those who are landless and work either as sharecroppers or as seasonal or daily waged laborers. Women also comprise a large proportion of this latter category of small or landless farmers. The vital contribution of rural women remains largely unrecognized despite their significant contribution to the agrarian economy and to the national labor force. Despite their vital role in planting, weeding, harvesting, and post-harvest activities, rural women continue being marginalized by their classification as contributing family workers. Addressing the dearth of opportunities for women involved in agriculture needs urgent attention. Most rural women lack access to economic resources, agri-services, and a range of other needed support services. Although women have a constitutional and religious right to inherit and own land, women in Pakistan continue being denied this economic right. Most women hand over agricultural land inherited by them to their brothers, in lieu of contributions made by their brothers for their dowries, or in case they need their brother's support if something were to happen to their husbands. Women's lack of land ownership in turn denies them access to collateral, which then makes it difficult for them to access credit. Due to their restricted access to land as well as other needed farm inputs, the productivity of agricultural land owned or managed by women is unsurprisingly lower. Rural women do all this work in addition to shouldering a disproportionate burden of unpaid care and domestic work, which often includes rearing and grazing livestock, as well as collecting firewood and water for domestic consumption. Yet, as more men migrate to urban centers, there is an increase in women's physical and managerial role in rural areas. However, not enough attention is being given to bolstering rural women's entrepreneurial skills, increasing their access to markets, or providing them opportunities to undertake value addition. Conversely, violence against rural women is widespread. Poverty, patriarchal mindsets, and discriminatory sociocultural norms remain major challenges for women in farming communities. These women also often experience exploitation and sexual harassment perpetrated by labor supervisors, landlords, or other men. Sociocultural barriers which undermine the productivity and well-being of rural women need to be better understood. Often rural development projects and programs are imported from abroad and not backed by appropriate empirical evidence, partially due to the lack of understanding of local gender dynamics, as well as due to the unavailability of sex-disaggregated data.